Enough, enough, enough. Yes, enough of your prayers. Enough of your kind words. Enough of your thoughts. They no longer console me, and they will never replace what I have lost. Enough is no longer enough. No more prayers. I am tired of your kind words and warm thoughts. They do not prevent anyone from killing me in a bar, school, or a concert parking lot. Enough talk. I want to feel safe when I stand on my sidewalk. I stand tall, proud, and strong when I vote, and even when I walk. From my politicians, I demand some straight talk. I urge them to speak the truth. I challenge them to do what's right. This should not be a political fight. I think about this every time I visit my daughter's gravesite. She always spoke the truth. In my darkest hours, she was my shining light. No more prayers. Enough talk. Enough moments of silence. From the problem, they are a mere distraction. I need more. To find a solution, as a country, we must take action. This is America's fight. To fight it requires more than a single party's political might. To win it, our parties must unite. Enough with the bullshit. Get off your ass. It's time to do what's right. I know your intentions are good, so please don't get me wrong. But you must understand, the moral fabric of this country is no longer strong. No, those days are gone. The population was less, and the circumstances were different in 1791. It's been 227 years since the Second Amendment was ratified, stating that our right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Times have changed. It says nothing about preventing a once healthy soldier and patriot from killing me when his sanity becomes unhinged. Yes, it's time for change. Not only should we embrace change, but we must also create it when it is necessary. Our country is at war, not with other countries, but with our own. We never expected or planned for this type of adversary, the kind that does not think twice when dishing out bullets and sending American heroes to the cemetery. I don't mean to appear ungrateful, and I certainly don't pretend to have all the answers. So please, no more prayers. You may need them when you too have to visit your loved one's grave because your prayers to keep them safe at school went unanswered.